So I thought it'd be good to have Hunter Strickland on today, because if you think it's going to be a close game and maybe a save situation, maybe he would be the guy to get it. So Hunter Strickland joins us. Hunter, a great beginning for you. This has been exciting.
Thank you, Marty. Yeah, we're having a good time. You know, we lost a couple of games here lately, but we're going to turn around, and we're all excited and ready to go.
How was opening day for you?
Oh, it's a blast. It's always a blast here. You know, the fan base, the energy here is remarkable, and, you know, just to start off a season with this group of guys is pretty exciting.
Well, you got into the game early. Of course, down in L.A., you picked up a couple of saves down there and really did a nice job, but you're pitching differently. For everyone who knows you and watching you, you have a repertoire now, and you never know what you're going to throw.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the key, is you don't want the hitters to know what you're going to throw. So, you know, my job is to go out there and get outs, and, you know, we have been fortunate enough to, you know, be in a couple of different experiences and to try to learn from that, you know. So, you know, just trying to incorporate those and, you know, win a ball game.
Yeah. How did you come to that conclusion? Is that something you work with Matt Hergis and Kurt Young, or over the winter you say, all right, this is who I am, this is what's been happening? How did you come to that conclusion? Because you are throwing curveball, changeup, slider, fastball.
Right. No, I mean, I think it's definitely, you know, working with Hergis and Kurt and, you know, and definitely working over the offseason, you know, just trying to, you know, fine-tune some other pitches, not be so much just straight fastball, and, you know, and need it when I, you know, use it when I need it.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, a beginning of a season, isn't it? It's almost like microscopic, that everyone wants to say that first game is so important. You got 161 more, but because of spring training, this is my opinion, I'll give you my opinion, because of spring training, they make such a big deal about it now that we treat it like it's actually means something. And now you come to the regular season, it's sort of like we played for a month already, so the first game is just an extension of a big deal.
Right, no doubt about it. You know, and I think that, you know, like you said, it is a long season. You know, it's a 162, but we're playing for more. You know, but, you know, it's spring training. We got to take it serious. You know, nobody likes to get beat, you know, so we're out there trying to win every game. You know, we understand that that's not realistic. You know, that this is a game. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. You know, but our goal is to win more than we lose.
Yeah, but that first game, second game, you know, 2-1-0 games, it's the first time in baseball history something like that happens. This only happens once every 140 years, and it is just the first game, so people do get too, I think they get too excited.
Right. No, I can definitely see that, you know, and, you know, I understand it from both perspectives. You know, the fan base, they've, you know, it's been a long offseason. You know, it's a lot longer than we want. You know, and so everybody is excited to get back going and, you know, and just start playing ball games day in and day out now. You know, but like you said, it is a long year. They, you know, they all mean something in the grand scheme of things, but you just got to take it day by day.
Yeah, boy, it is the truth. Hunter Strickland joins us. You look at the starts, it's interesting to watch certain players. They did a list today of the top, the bottom 20 or 30 hitters, and there's some big names in there. 1 for 20, 2 for 19, 3 for 18, and then you see someone like Kenley Jansen, who I'm sure you look up to and say, wow, this guy is one of the best ever, giving up a couple of big home runs. It's funny how the beginning of a season, just a few games, people can get not be in their game, so to speak.
Right, no doubt about it. You know, and we're all human. You know, and that is the exciting thing about it. You know, we're not robots out there, so you never know what you're going to get each day. You just go out there and give it your best. And, you know, these guys that you're talking about have, you know, are some of the best in the game for sure. So they're going to figure it out. They're not, you know, nobody's panicking. We still got a long season left. You know, and so that's just part of the grind.
Well, they talk about pace of play. I was thinking about you. I said, he's never going to ride in on a golf cart. It's just not going to happen.
No, you know what? Melanson and Watson were telling me about that, and I actually thought it was a joke when they were making, you know, they were mentioning that. You know, and then I saw something on Twitter or some Instagram or whatnot of it actually, that is a thing now. And I, me personally, that's not my style. You know, I don't think I'm going to ride in on any kind of golf cart anytime soon.
Well, the Diamondbacks don't want to do it. And so apparently there's you're a businessman. They made a contractual obligation with some sponsor that each time there'd be a pitching change, the cart's got to come in.
Right.
So now the pitcher runs in and the cart brings his jacket in.
See, that's crazy. I mean, it is business. It's all marketing, and I completely get it and respect that. But as far as, you know, changing our game, you know, I don't think that's something that's really necessary.
All right. Anything going on with you, pace of play or anything? I know Corey Guerin speeds it up a little bit. Are you within the time limit, so to speak, or does anyone ever say, hey, do it a little quicker?
You know what? I was actually surprised last year. I did hear that I was in between pitches. I was one of the slowest. I didn't realize that, you know. And so, you know, it's definitely something that I'm aware of now. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm out there to get that hitter out. And so whatever it takes to do that, that's what we're going to do.
How about the mound visit thing? Do you like people coming to the mound? And not only just the catcher, how about an infielder coming to the mound? They ever come in and say anything to you?
Sometimes, you know, if we're trying to, you know, make a play here or there, we're, you know, trying to set a guy up one way or another. You know, but for the most part, I don't like anybody coming to the mound. That you know, more times than not, that means something's not going good. So, you know, so I just try to, you know, you just abide by the rules, do what you got to do, and play the ball game.
You know, it's funny. I always think of things. Bob Gibson, you know, he would tell, you know, the catcher, don't come out to the mound. The only thing you know about pitching is you can't hit it.
I mean, that's a good point. You know, and he's a good player, that's for sure. So, yeah. You know, I'm just going to concentrate on getting that out or, you know, whatever we need to do. And like I said earlier, try to win a ball game.
All right. Nice having you on as always. A lot of fun. And I'm counting those saves for you. This is going to be an interesting year for you. Very good.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you for having me.
There you go. All right. That's Hunter Strickland. We'll talk to him more during the year. More coming up on the Sports Leader.